It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Hi, it's Pirate Radio Scotland. No. It's DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop. Do-it-yourself radio time-shifting through the past century of recorded music and sound. What we're listening to, of course, is Frank Cordell and the Black Bear, which was the opening theme to Pirate Radio Scotland whenever they'd sign on. Got an album this week that I have not heard, but I don't think it's a drop the needle situation. Just gonna play the first track on side one. This album gets great reviews. It's the debut album by Canadian singer-songwriter Ian Tamlin, released on Posterity Records, I'd say around 1976. Let's hear the first track called The Glider.
Glider, you're gonna see like no sight before. And I hope I'm round to say I told you so. As you watch him come, as you watch him go. Because how can that boy be denied when his heart is filled with such fire? How can that boy be denied? All he wants to do is soar higher and higher. He's a glider. He's a glider. He's a glider. He's a glider. He's a glider.
From 1982, The Sixth Station, with a tune called Sunrise, and before that, from 1971, The Sunbirds, with another tune called Sunrise. And we started that set off with Ian Tamlin and Glider from his 1975 debut LP. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Just wanted to let you know that coming up at the Wilmot Community Association on November 19th, there will be a holiday cookie workshop. Award-winning cake designer Laura Powers of Andover-based Extraordinary Taste will host a fun, creative workshop at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 19th in the Wilmot Community Association's Red Barn. Pre-registration is open to all, and you're going to be learning tricks, tips, and techniques of decorating holiday sugar cookies. For more information, call 526-7934. That's 526-7934. Leave your name and phone number. Well, I do an occasional segment on the thrift shop called Drop the Needle. Now, there have to be a few rules to drop the needle. Number one, we're going to be listening to a record that I bought in a thrift shop. Number two, I must not have heard that record before. And number three, I have to play at least 1 minute of it. So, I have no idea what this sounds like. It's a 45. It's on the Tower label. It's by someone named Charles Ross III. And the title of the song is Little Boy. That indeed is all I know about it. So, here we go. Let's drop the needle on Charles Ross III, Little Boy. This is really bizarre. I have heard this somewhere. Love her so. She'll take your heart and she'll break it and throw it away. Pretty cool. Sunshine Pop. We made it through that. Excellent.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the proof. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
If all the diamonds in the world, mined from the beginning of the industry, could be fused into a single gem, they would form only a 7 1/2 foot cube. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a temple that's a huge lollipop. The sanctuary of Katra Madriganj in the state of Pratapgarh, Rajputan, India, was erected over a gushing spring. The water is so richly saturated with sugar that it's possible to distill thick molasses from it by boiling. The saccharine spring overflows at regular intervals and drenches the temple with a sugary flood. As a result, the edifice is always thickly encrusted with sugar, and the walls of the temple are eagerly licked by sweet, starved children, believe it or not.
Spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night is so blue. Spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz.
Fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've gotta make me a promise. Promise to.
Yes, that's Ella and Lewis, Dream a Little Dream of Me, here on the Thrift Shop. Before that, Freedom Power with Metropolis Note, Burt Whedon with Mr. Guitar from 1961, Ray Conniff and Lowdown, his cover of the Boz Scaggs hit. We started that set off with Carson Parks, brother of Van Dyke Parks, and the songwriter of Something Stupid. Yeah, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. If you'd like to get out and about, hear some great music, go to a concert, well, up on Plymouth, coming up on November 16th, Jeff Austin from the Yonda Mountain String Band is going to be performing, and on December 5th, Natalie McMaster. For more information, visit flyingmonkeynh.com. And at the Flying Goose, we have flying monkeys, flying geese, quite amazing. Here in New London, on the 14th, John Poussette Dart. You have to remember the Poussette Dart Band. And on the 21st, Ari Hest. And on December 5th, Antejay Duvico. For more information, visit flyinggoose.com. Coming up on November 16th at the Nelson Town Hall, Cozy Sheridan will be performing. And for more information on that, you can check out monadnockfolk.org. We're going to hear a few tunes now from Sven Liebeck, an Australian composer who recorded music for a number of soundtracks in the late 1960s and early 1970s.
Something you can. growing up now.
Doesn't last long.
It's the Les Paul Show. Here's music you never thought could happen. An exceedingly transcribed quarter hour put together with one recording machine and three people who sound like more and listen like a million. Now meet the man in the middle, a Paul named Les.
Hello.
Hello.
The high voice, that was Mary Ford, and the one just slightly lower than that, that's me, Les Paul. And for the next 15 minutes, we'd like to entertain you, try to entertain you, if you'd like to be entertained with something that we suspect is unusual. The reason I think it's unusual is because the kids are always pointing at us when we walk down the street. But anyway, we have some cards and letters here, and one fella asked for Tiger Rag, and that's a tune kind of struck me because I haven't played that for 10 years. And, Mary, if you'll hand me all these guitars as we get into these conniption fits, I'll play it, all right?
How many? Four?
Well, at least four.
Okay.
Four and the big bass guitar.
All right.
All right, Tiger Rag. There you have Tiger Rag. Whew, it's getting hot around here.
The weather?
No, I was talking about Tiger Rag. Speaking of weather, though, you know, I come from a place where there is no weather.
Oh, no.
No, that's the truth. I come from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and back there we don't pay any attention to weather because there ain't any. You see, we lived in a town that was located in a valley on account of it was between two hills. Kind of hard to explain, but it made a lot of sense when I was back home. You know, you can see it on the map. You know, Wisconsin is a pretty red color, and Illinois is a pretty blue color. Well, our section is a kind of a sickly greenish, kind of purpley color. Well, it's a geographical mess, that's what it is. But being in a valley like that, when the climate comes along, it just slips right over the top of it, and just once in a while, a little something would drop in there, maybe a hailstone or a bunch of twigs, a frog and some mud. But most of the time, there was no weather at all. And we used to say there's no more weather than inside of a light bulb around.
Oh.
You can imagine what it did to a conversation not having no weather to talk about. You meet someone on the street and say, it's a kind of a day, ain't it? Mary Ford in front and center, and she's going to sing Dry My Tears.
Our theme song.
That's right, and you're going to do a duet on this, right?
That's right.
And we might mention also that the latter part of this month, it'll be released as one of our newest recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Dry My Tears. Was great.
Thank you.
I like that very much. Mary Model T, Mary Model A Ford. No kidding. I like that when you sing duets and things.
You sure tickle me when you get all wound up talking about the weather.
Don't get me back on that weather again. You just don't understand, but back home we didn't have any weather, but we always expected some, and we always dressed for it, because we knew when it did come, it'd kind of sneak up on you. But we didn't know what kind it was going to be either, so in order to be ready for anything, well, you had to wear snowshoes, a bathing suit, a straw hat, and earmuffs.
Oh, no.
You see, the seasons never changed because there was none. The only way we could tell how to dress was to go down to the railroad station and see what the people going through were wearing. Well, I got to forget about the weather and get back to the music here. I picked up this piece of music in an old music store, and it's got all kinds of stuff in there about beautiful girls, romantic nights, love.
Oh?
Well, no, that isn't the reason I got it. You see, on the back is a terrific recipe for chili soup. It's Up the Lazy River. Up the Lazy River, minus the chili soup.
Come on, I want to hear some more stories about your hometown and the weather.
That's all. There's no... And you're needling me now. Don't needle me.
No, I like those stories.
No. Waukesha, no weather, and here in California, nothing but beautiful weather. Now, if I was in Kansas or something, well, I could tell all kinds of stories.
In fact,
I've never forgotten what a fellow once said out in Kansas. He woke up one morning and found himself in a 20-foot snowdrift and said... I've never forgotten it. Now, come on, quit needling me. It's time for you to go to work. What are you going to sing and how many parts?
Some of these days, 3 parts.
You're going to sing all 3 parts? Mm-hmm. Some of these days.
How many guitars are you going to play?
I don't know. Let's get going. I'll pick a batch up.
Some of these days, you're going to miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're going to be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing. You'll miss me, baby, when I'm away. You'll feel lonely for me only. You know, baby, you've had your way. When you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little brown-haired, blue-eyed baby some of these days.
Folks, I guess it's time to say so long, and I suppose most of you folks are planning to do some traveling before the weather gets too bad. Just make sure that you look at the travel folder and don't do what I did. I went to a place because the folder had a picture of a lake on it, and when I got up there, the lake was the same size as it is on the folder. Well, so long, folks.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Les Paul Trio, all tricked out in a transcribed illusion, made up of one part Les Paul on guitar, one part Mary Ford on the vocals, and one part Eddie Stapleton on the rhythm gadgets. All parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And this is DJ Frederick. Here at the Thrift Shop, going to close up shop for the day. I'd like to say thank you for listening. Radio is a magic medium. And in the Thrift Shop, we get to explore the sounds of radio, the sounds of music from the past 100+ years. We live in wonderful and amazing times.